Yeah, actually, I guess the law comes to them, comes in. So Rav Moshe Chil Ches writes that Rish Lakalad of Abinigay Stam, he says that Rav Stam is as a psulim, Nikar and Vein and Nikar. And it says Dakayo, the Gishu of Stam. It's very recently, we write him in the Flavish, you know, Gansi Lakhwa. That he saw some mezuzahs, so he's giving his chair and stam, and his tamim bore mezuzahs, and he didn't have tagim. The certain letters shine his gates, which whatever, and there's other letters supposed to have tagim, so more bad. Didn't have it. So, like, and he started being my and seeing, like, those mezuzahs, like, going around, like, and the people, they're just not having those tagim. So he went to the store, the store has a nice reputation. He said, like, how come you don't have these tagim? So, it's kosher, it's okay, it's kosher, but you have it, like, you know, the super doesn't pay money for it. And that's what they're doing. So, and he got up to the Navisha and he said, "Lemaisa, you know, it's a problem. It doesn't do bad, but he says, rave of the stuff going on around, you know, Flatbush and whatever. He says, you know, it's problematic. Maybe diavad, maybe not be diavad. And so it's a very big issue. So we mentioned in the past couple weeks, you always have to make sure to have Yerush Shemayim when a person does write stam. It's not just enough Yerush Shemayim. Somebody's mazmik there, you know, what's going on a little bit more in terms of makore. When you learn how to write, so you go to somebody who teaches you how to write. Now, the people, it's like two separate things. It's like how to write, like it's neat and star and professional. And then it's halacha. It's really two separate sugars. People teaching how to write are not teaching halacha. Did you know how to choose everything? So therefore, the problem which is going on, which they're trying to fight and trying to fix, is that a lot of sefer maybe they have nice handwriting, but they don't really know halachas. They don't know the halachas, and if that's why they're making a whole this whole maracha mishmer stam, that it should be people who got tested halacha and know the halacha. And so really, you need two things. You have to have the Yerush Shemayim, and the Yerush Shemayim, you need somebody who is a bucking in the halachas in order that it should be good. In terms of the computer checking, we saw a little like a computer checking last week. So, yeah, so in terms of the computer checking, in terms of what it checks for. So, the Sheva Levi, when he started back the whole thing is in computer checking, he was afraid. And the Tzadigita, that if you make computer checking, then everyone at the station will end up being that people, the Magim, won't be checking anymore. So therefore, he, in Mishmer Stam, he only lets computer checking just looking for extra letters and missing letters. Doesn't like computer checking to look for, like, the other issues which come up during Stam. Which the Mitzvah is now attacking the Hanami, the Sefer and Taka. He's sitting on the computer. The guy told him, come on, home checks for Chizay Suseris. And, you know, his concern was a very valid concern, and whatever. He spreads that Mitzvah is the computer sometimes does miss things, and sometimes also has a lot of oisius, a lot of mistakes which really aren't problems. Like, give you only 14 mistakes. And you're like, so looking through it, it's not a problem. It's a lot of times, like, if a person's not a professional, like, yeah, he sends a computer check, it's like, meagle to pulse lie. Like, you start looking at three of them, and one's okay, you sort of like, like, whatever, and you do the whole computer check, and then it gets into problems. So, in the shook, what's going on to computer check? So, there's a lot of them just do Chesed Reserves, that's all checking for. There is one or two which does more, checks into more things. So Mendelovich does more in the different types of computer checks, exactly what the computer is checking.
What's the gather of a Yerush Shemayim up here? I'm sure it's not like the normal gather of a Yerush Shemayim in terms of like poiskim when they say Yerush Shemayim. Is it like when they say Yerush Shemayim,
like a Rebbe always say, most of the Simulam Abeis are not Psalm you're ever going to see. It's like a city you're never going to see, anything I fixed up, Chatech is not going to see. There's all things that you're not going to see. So you're based on the honesty and integrity of the person involved. And therefore, in the morning after a person, you're Shemayim, do we have some of the halachas? In fact, we most Megillahs. So who writes Megillahs? Megillahs is always for a new guy. Because Megillahs, if Roy Vaishi is a kosher, it's going to be okay. Because most safe and don't know, it's right, Lashma. First Miguel, they find, oh yeah, really? So he said, never buy for the first time, that attacking. So one of the big, that's going to get that. So one of the dynamics which comes up, these simanim, then we'll give it back to Shusayis. So I have to go back to the tefillin a little bit with the missing. About if we have faded letters. Mechava discusses later on if the Oisius comes faded letters, what happens with it. So we just recently had a Maisa in the shul, so somebody sent us a Sefer Torah. And it's all the Sefer Torah, he bought it secondhand. Actually bought on Mahodidek. And I saw the letters were faded, the tagging, and it was kind of faded. So he went to one place, and he went for some here to make it Mahodir of a cost. I think it was like 50,000 shekel, maybe it was. Maybe 60,000 shekel to make him Mahodir. And then he went to somebody else, and the guy like charged him half the price. Gets us, so they went to the Sefer Torah, he paid maybe, what was it, 20,000 shekel, you know, to fix it up. Then he just showed it to a certain, to one of the, my game, which are big bookie, and looked at it and said, is that Mahodir? He was possible. Kids that broke a wall, you know, a big fight between the person and the Sefer Rabbah. So the person said, I brought it to Avshami Gross. He says, Pesed Agam. So I guess they went to the dirt. So what was it needed? It was like this. So the person went through it, fixed up all the tagging, fixed up the other thing. It was a faded Sefer Torah. It was all Sefer Torah. It was a faded Sefer Torah. Once was a very nice Sefer Torah. Looks like it. I'm all, you know, back in Europe, looked like a very nice Sefer Torah, but it was a faded Sefer Torah. So luck is the Sefer Torah fades. So what's going to be the halacha? So it says, Oisus Tevis, Nimchu Ksas, it's Nicker. It has to be Nicker that it's going to be Oisus. Then it's going to be okay. And the question is, when you sometimes when it fades and it turns red, so the question is, when it turns into red and it fades, what's going to be halacha in that type of situation? So she was some safer as Michael. He said that it's not if it ink has to be like a shachar, has to be some type of ink, has to be black, which was really like a raven, has to be marashah, but over time, it turns red just because from getting old, and it turns red. So some sefer says that's something which is machma. It's not a chesaron leikar deyoy. It just betzim was okay and just faded. Then that's going to be okay, and it's not going to be a problem. Some sefer is saying no. And once it's faded, you have to go ahead and you fix it up. And you have to go and fix it up, and if you don't fix it up, then it's going to be a problem. Now there's a vikuach amongst the chassidim, they all got some safe. You know, it's faded, the lavak we can go how black has to be. You don't go mishpuros about shlak black, even originally the nazmach on the black, but definitely when it's faded. Look at a lot of chassidim sefer Torahs, you know, a lot of times asking mitzias and that's mitzias in terms of what's going on. Now there's a vikuach. Let's say it goes from black to gray. So what we're talking about, like red, because darker when it's a saturation comes red, but gray maybe not. That's just faded. It's going to be a problem or not. So Rav Friedland is the tzaddik l'bracha. He was the head of Shvastam, of the biggest bikinim in the world. He held that it's going to be possible. That's only black to red. Black to gray is not going to be a problem. I mean, black to gray is not kosher, and it's going to...
Just the head of the whole thing?
Yeah. He held that, and he held that therefore that's going to be a problem, and he held therefore it's going to be possible. Shami Gross not the answer, no. Any fading, which is a normal tivistic thing, black to gray, he said that also would be considered okay, and therefore the Maisa would not be considered a problem. So Maisa, they went to Dindera.
That was a show.
What?
By this, that was a show.
Yeah, it was more grayish. So I was saying, like, it's not a chila, it's just gray, whatever. I feel like to say it was more of a some safer. No. But to say that, to say whatever, this is mamish possible. I get it was mamish possible. So because I went to the interior, and the psak was that, in the rights of the safer, the mice, a sach, place that I'm accurate on, so black to gray, and they make it some safer. And almost any old Sefer Torah, Zemashi, it's usually with that cloud, that time it's going to be gray, and this is not, so we'll go back to me, and therefore, of sackos and in terms of rights of the same. Now, one of the big issues is the yud. So, Mishmur discusses a little bit with the yud. So, we have over here, Mr. Brewer, working on the yud over here, someone on the vav. Mishmur discusses it. This some called Tagin Devin Otan. If you want to look more closely, you can see, but the different parts of it, we have the right. The Morse says you have to have the. You have everything. It's rations going over here. It's going over here. Benetamlin's on the bottom on the left side. Has to come down a little bit. That has to be like a regal. And you see how it comes down over there? It comes down over there. And there's a third part of the yud which has a top attacking. Now, we're machar benetam. It has to come down. You have to have a little bit of yud over there, and that's called benetam. And we're machar. You have to have it. You want to know if the person that do it came in misakid it, yeah, because some misakid won't be so considered on, but might say we are makamai, you have to go ahead and fix it. You have to fix it. Now, by the Messias, there's a lot of. Now, there is a truth, some sefer which is Mekel, on the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Shalev and Shuvah says that it's a toyist to what most people think is Mekel. It's only being Mekel if it's. The sefer they do is they round it a little bit, and the Omar Mamashik quits. If it doesn't come rounded, it just. Square, sure possible. So which make is if you like don't make an actual quiz, you just like round the yod a little bit down, you see what I'm saying? You round down a little bit down. Yeah, should we leave it over here? Yeah, that's should we leave it. I think it's Kelly Gallop. Here's a picture over here, show you guys how it looks. Saying, you know, this is Mako. Is you see this over here? They didn't manage to make yud. They just rounded it down. Mm-hmm. Some manage yud. They didn't manage to make a. They just rounded it down. That's where it's kasha. But you don't make a thing, even if some safe holds, it's going to be a puzzle, and therefore it's going to be a problem. It says the ukas in time the chesurin come upon them. The question is like this: the shadow was that we find this guy. He wrote it and he didn't do the ukas in time. We said migid chashla hai chashanami hai. On the source of things, but you see, he didn't do it, and therefore, maybe it should be a problem. It says, I wouldn't say, take away the cash is a safer, you know, people don't know, but by the mice, by a lot of the Spanish mezuzahs, cheap Spanish mezuzahs, this is the psal. They're not doing the thing of the dam, and which rolls Zebeya, and it's puzzle. Just to see it, there's a kacha, master kore in the shuk. A lot of times, about the cheapest Spanish mezuzahs. A lot of them, that's one of the main psalm is that nakuda. That's not going down. Right there, if it's rounded and goes, you gel it down. The other that's going to make on, but it's not going down. And might say that's a tremendous problem, and therefore it's going to be possible. There's another nakuda with the yud, the tap. So the tap corner, you're making a tag, right? So you have to be careful when you're making the tag on the tap. You have to be careful. If you go the tag too high, what letters is it going to do? So a lot of times you're second very nervous about, you have to be very careful. You have to do it the right amount, because if you're turning it too high, it could turn into a lamed, and if you turn it into a lamed, then it's going to be puzzle. Now, when you make a tag, you're supposed to make a line with like a ball on top, right? That's how the tag goes. A lot of the seven, they don't put the ball on top because the phrase will turn to alamed. If it's just a thing, it doesn't have a string on the top, right? Alamed, we have a picture of alamed. Yeah. Alamed, you see alamed over here? Look at alamed over here. There's alamed, right? You have a line with a thing on top. Mm-hmm. So a lot of seferim, they're just going to put a line up and not to put a thing on top when they're doing the tag, because they're afraid that the yod is going to turn into a lamed, if they just put the line. That's pretty commonly done. I'll let them do that because they won't get the problems. It's kosher, it's not makkah the thing. Some people are makkah, and Brooklyn's pretty makkah, and they're not so happy about it.
But then every yod, the yod has
on the tag on the top, you're supposed to have a tag, but supposed to have everything on top of it.
Instead of that, they just make it straight.
Make a straight line tag as opposed to whatever, because they're afraid it didn't turn to lamed. Now, another problem with the yod is that if you So the kisa, the three parts of the yud, there's the bottom, which we swirl in a little bit. There's the bottom over here, which you have to have. Now we also, when you make the tag of minatam, right, tag of minatam is on the left side, that little thing coming down, right? Make sure not to go on too far. If you go on too far, what happens? What do you turn into?
Ches.
Turn into a ches. And like the Mishnah says a couple of times, there's no shirt of Ivya Isis. Even though the mom was a thin little thing, we'll turn into a ches. The yud is like one of the trickiest things. You know, you have to worry about this, that should be a spitz. If you do it too long, it turns ches. If you do it too high, it can turn into a lamed. If you extend the right side too far down, what does that turn into?
Yeah,
it can turn into a vav. Depending how thick you do the tap. The tap, if you do, this is very, very thick, so probably, but if you do the tap like more of a thinner thing, so a lot of times when you go down, it's gonna end up almost looking like a tzur of a vav. And for it to turn to a vav, basically, here, we're gonna fix the vav, let's see more when we get the tzur. A vav, ideal vav is if the left side is twice of that, that's what the vav's supposed to be. The bottom, going down, is twice the size of going down of the, what is that, the perpendicular versus the horizontal? I think you're right. Going down is supposed to be twice the amount, that's the way it's supposed to be. If it's two times, it turns into a vav. If it's between 1 to 2, 1.5 to 2, they do a shez tinach on it. So if the yud goes down too much, and a lot of times that could turn into a vav, and it could go in, and it could go in and it could go in and pass it. Yeah, because at least it's a bit, some safer. When we fade some is mega, but pass the minigun to some safer, and then we have the Azavi Kwak between Shami and whatever, in terms of the gray versus the gray versus the whatever. The Shiva Levi discusses, we discussed a little bit last week. I mean, do we have time? What time is it now? To keep an eye on the clock. What time is it?
107.
Just quickly, in terms of like if you sell it very cheap and it doesn't, it's not some other. Can you do something medium? Like, is it okay? Can you sell something medium for a cheap price?
Saying out to cipher?
Yeah, out to the store, the cipher can sell it cheap. Not some other, sell it cheap. We have to tell people we sell them mediums. This is like, I don't think that'd be so intellectually honest to do that because, like we just don't know, like, I think. So if you show them the two, this is a really, really nice one, this one's okay, then okay, and you're basically telling him. But just if it's not older, you have to say, they have to say it's not older, unless it says mom or somebody doesn't care, he knows his whole life is mediated. So then we say there, so over here you can tell him like whatever. But if the person's life is not a mediated life, then about the can't say it's a cheap price, and because especially people don't realize, and don't know. Now, a lot of times we came up with this very basic machlekas in terms of when all these ICs, a lot of times when you have a pasta, you have to go out and erase it. So what do you have to erase in order for it to be kosher? Do you have to make it ois tzuris ois, or you have to erase it totally? So this is machlekas between Avdei Nezer and other achrenim, that in order to shalom eshev, do you say in order to be master, you're going to have to be machik to ois legarmi, that's just Avdei Nezer. Mashenkein, you want to pass me Sheva Levi again? Mechit HaKalaf? Over there. Mashenkein, Chasholchen, Pim Gadim, not the Achronim of Mekel, that they say that do you have to make it as totally ice? So Sheva Levi says, Aminezer is Mekel, like the Pim Gadim. Well, he's the alumnus of Aminezer, even a mix of ice, like a sinner is going to be a problem. Therefore, he wants to say that the Chachili wants to, and according to Avinezer, to raise the whole ice in order to master it. If the Chachili asking an Avinezer, wants the Chachila to like, be like Avinezer, that the Mechik all thing, the Yavik, that I've been a Pimgal, and the Sunchal, to be Mekel. So, as the Vesis and Machlikas, when you have a problem with the pastas, and you have to go erase it, you have to totally erase it, or I just have to invato, let's say you have 20 letters, which are a problem now. So, erasing all 20 letters, just invato two slices from each one of them, the Yod, take off the tag and take off the regular yod, and now you're okay. We have to go erase the whole thing. I mean, he wants to erase the whole thing. Now, Shalek Sidra is going to be possible. And what do you do if you have Shalek Sidra and so on? Only the way to do actually is you have to erase all the Isis. If you have Passels and the Isis, you have to erase everything till then. Where's the problem? If there's a Shem Hashem, which you can erase, then you're cooked. And that's going to be a problem. And that's going to be an issue. Now the Klausel Sidron is only a problem when you're fixing it. There's certain ACS which don't look like ACE anymore. And to go ahead and fix that ACE, that is a problem, and that's going to be a problem. There's certain ACS which is serious with the ACE, maybe it's still possible, but the ACE still has a shame. ACE still looks like ACE, and then over there it's not gonna be a problem with like a Sidron, and you could go ahead and cash it. So I'm sure we discuss this. Let's say you write two words, a word twice. Like what happens? So he says that's going to be a process. You have to go and erase it. Which one should you erase? The first one or the second one? So he says first, ideally he says, you should go ahead and erase the second one. Because the first one's with the Mekashrus. I mean, the first one's with the Mekashrus, so we'll go ahead and erase the second one. And that's better than erasing the first one. But he says, if you have a problem, you erase another word. If there is shear tes oisius, then that's going to pass. If you have a shear of a letter in between letters, that's too much of a hefsek, and that's going to pass. So what do you do in that situation?
10 letters yuds or 10 letters big letters?
Regular letters. I'm saying it was 9.
What, like a ches?
Sorry. Is it totally in those letters or oisius tanis? One second. So therefore, Mishra says, what should you do? You should, if you have a letter which you can make longer, you have a hey. So you could just make the length of the hey longer, go like that, and extend it to make it less than 9. So he says that's going to be the same, that's going to be a case. So we see a chiddush that, let's say you have a hey, and the thing goes longer and longer and longer and longer and longer, and the dad is over here, it's still going to be kosher. That's a chiddush. Shmuel says that, but let's say, so that's the Shmuel's second one. If before the first one, there's letters which you can be mamshech, have a hey before the first one, so he says, could I erase the first one? Because the chiller ben atam was 3 oisius is enough ready to pass. So chiller cheshu ben atam, that situation erased the first one as opposed to erasing this. Look here when you write. Next week we're going to have to discuss. Okay, what's the next week? But actually, when you write, you're supposed to speak out the way you're doing it, and you're supposed to do it with Teichaksav. It says, any Kerubim Teichaksav, you should read it, the letter, and if you're reading the letter, you say out the letter, and Achayim, you don't do it with Teichaksav. Actually, we should do both, speak it out, and also do it with Teichaksav, but bet some each one alone is okay. Now, the Shaila is, can you read a couple letters at a time, every single time? Vayimer, full of pink. You read a couple letters at a time. So make it, then you could read a couple letters at a time. Shavi writes from experience, you would not recommend it. A lot of times you say three words at a time. So like, it sticks in your head and you write the wrong thing. Padan Aram. So he's had people write Peda Padam Aran. It's like, he just asks the brain. What?
Like, get when you say guzzes.
Huh?
Like, get when you say guzzes. Like, what's it called? So if it's 3, then people mix it up.
Except for, he said from experience, maybe he may make a dinner. It's okay, but from experience, he would not recommend reading 20 letters at a time because there are kilkulam when that happens. What time is Mechik Dara?
About 16
times 14. Just nice and quick, and we'll talk about more about that next week in terms of like when you have a passes in the ace, how Mikra has to be. So Shmuel and Simchafe, I want to say this. How close you have to be. So basically, we'll say very quickly the couple of different levels. There's a level which you have to get a magnifying glass, can't get a shemesh, so Mishra Berurah says, that's Beseder Gomer. There's another thing that you have to look at it very, very closely in order for it to. You don't see it so clearly, it's not so nicker. So over there, it's Machlekes Kivega from Galdim. The Kivega says that's okay. Batsam besides going to be okay. I'm saying the Prima Galdim in that situation wants to be Machmer. There's another level which is like it's pretty nicker at it separately, and Tina looks at it separately. There's also a chilek whether you're making two different oisias or one oisias. Sometimes you split an ois, it'd be like two zions or you split the or like two different letters, that's something much worse, as opposed to whether the ice basically looks barely the same, then it's going to be okay. So I think we will have